This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by
Gillette, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, and Drains by James.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Antonio Gibson, number four, back deep. And this pass coming out. There's your speed depth. There he goes. Oh, there he goes.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for Patriots Monday, Keefe?
Oh, of course I am. I've been waiting a long time for Patriots Monday. It's back. Very exciting.
It's back?
Yeah.
You better know who else is back?
Hunter Henry.
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hunter Henry is back.
Specifically Hunter Henry, but also his entire New England Patriots team. Yeah, we had a little preseason action on Friday night.
Look, it was against second and third stringers. Washington sat the whole team.
I don't know why Washington showed up to begin with. They didn't really want to do joint practices. They certainly didn't want to do a preseason game. They were just wasting everybody's time. So, like, everything we say today, just know we are aware they played second, third stringers.
Okay.
But that's what the Patriots, they can't control that. They just put out their guys, and that's what it was.
Okay. They also played second and third stringers the last week of the year against Buffalo.
Yeah, they won that game, too.
With their backup.
2-0.
But they didn't look like they didn't look like world like they.
Oh no!
They dominated this game.
Oh yeah!
Right from the opening kick,
they hit the over on their own. They smashed the over on their own.
What I say, Keith?
Yeah.
Vegas.
See what the overs are doing?
Vegas knew something. No
buying opportunity. Well, at least it was Vegas. Yeah. Might have smartened up.
Yeah.
I think the first like 16 games of the preseason, the over is like 14-2.
Ooh.
Over city.
Offense feels like
ahead of the defense.
Feels like I want the under in the Vikings
going
game.
Forward. Yeah,
yeah,
I think so. They're gonna change. They're gonna adapt. That's how they do.
But right from the opening kick, it was awesome. That was an electric, awesome play. Not just from Travion Henderson, but just having an exciting kickoff return is great to have back in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think there's gonna be more of them this year because they changed the rules again.
We already saw there were more of them just in that game.
Yeah,
and no, right from the jump. It was entertaining. They look good. It comes with the caveat that Washington played a bunch of backups. Not everyone looked good. We'll get to the quarterbacks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that was a fun product on Friday night, and it's been a while since we could say that about the Patriots. They haven't been fun in God knows how long.
And Henderson really was the story overall because we talked about towards the end of training camp, he was starting to flash a little bit more, had the wheel route, had a couple nice runs, and It was a Curran that said he was the best player in camp or best offensive player, right?
Ooh.
Was it Curran?
Callahan, maybe someone said that late in camp.
Yeah, somebody did. And you're like, okay, yeah, maybe he is. And he did it a little bit of everything. Obviously, the kick return to get you started, but had a good carry, caught a pass. Like, he is going to be, I feel like, a part of this this scoring attack all season long. So that was awesome to see. The first skill position player drafted by Mike Vrabel's new regime, and so far so good.
Yeah, Henderson was great in that game. He caught three passes. He had the 118-yard run where he lowered the shoulder and was running people over.
Oh, yeah. Truck stick. A couple truck sticks.
I honestly, genuinely think, we were just talking to Wiggy off the air. Wiggy's a little more concerned about the rookie offensive line.
Oh, he's down on the O-line.
Which we'll get to. He's already shuffling deck chairs on the O-line.
He's moving guys around.
But, you know, say what you want about Will Campbell, who had at least one terrible rep there that led to the May fumble, where May takes plenty of blame, too.
So that was bad all around.
But Campbell played with, like, the nasty
snarl
edge that he said he was going to.
He's
snarl.
Got snarl.
It's a great word.
Yeah, yeah.
Nasty.
He is nasty.
Travion Henderson was lowering the shoulder at one point.
Yep. Nasty.
And so nasty. I think even though it's against backups and even though it's a preseason game, you saw the Vrabel impact a little bit there, which was promising.
How about this? Take it one step further. This is very glass half full because it didn't result in anything. Kyle Williams smoked the guy in front of him. Absolutely smoked the guy in front of him.
He was
had
open.
A quarterback half a damn, that might have been a play of the night.
He was open a bunch of different times.
Yeah, yeah,
not that he could do anything.
No. Kind of hard to show your skill set with Dobbs or Woolley.
They couldn't get the ball to him. But no, he was open on a number of different releases if you saw some of the Twitter breakdowns over the weekend,
yeah,
which I did. So you got a full Jones and Keefe breakdown here. Patriots Monday is back at WEEI. We'll be talking to Patriots all season long here on this show. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number. What'd you think of the Patriots, your biggest takeaways? And is there a chance they're actually going to be good? Again, 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Do you think they're going to be good, Keith?
I do. I mean, I got them at 10 wins for the season, so I've been thinking they're going to be good all around. And, you know, I think they're going to be better defensively than they are offensively, but I think the offense is going to be significantly better than it was a year ago.
Hopefully championships.
I mean, that's what I'm,
hopefully.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Plural. And
obviously grading it on a curve just because of the opponent and everything else, but was it no penalties? Right, or at least in the first half. I should correct myself.
I think they wound up with two.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of offsetting penalties.
They had some offsetting ones.
I think they wound up with two accepted.
At least the guy. No, I know they sat a handful of their veteran guys, whatever. We can get into the specifics. But first half was like a clean first half. And so I think some of that, just cleaning up the stupid mistakes, which Mike Vrabel has talked about a lot, some of the stupid errors. Now, there's still some one specific one that we can get to, with the Drake May fumble. But I think they are going to be pretty good. I think they're going to be coached up. They have more talent and they have better coaching staff than they did a year ago. And if they can take advantage of other teams' mistakes, which, you know, yeah, it was Sam Hartman and some of those guys for the Commanders, but that's sort of the point for a lot of us that think they are going to be good this year is you play the Browns and the Panthers and all these crap bag teams along the way that I think you're going to be able to kind of take advantage of that. And so, yeah, I do think they're going to be pretty good.
Okay. Mike Vrabel said, we got to, have the good, the bad, avoid the crap that can get you beat, avoid bad football. And I do think we saw a lot of that on Friday night. That's the key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. We do that every Patriots Monday here on Jones. And Keith, you mentioned the fumble by Drake May, where Will Campbell and Jared Wilson failed to block anybody.
Yeah,
May could have gone down, taken a sack, lived to play another day. He did not. He fumbled the football away. Here's Mike Vrabel on that turnover after the game.
Just thought on Drake's performance, and I'm sure the turnover probably annoyed you with what he did.
Are you asking and answering a
just
question
your
at
thoughts.
The same time? Is that
no,
what you're doing?
I got you. Your thoughts.
I would say you about summed it up. That's a bad decision. You know, I think we're going to need better from him, and I think he knows that, and that's obvious. So wasn't there, and you know, we just have to be able to find a way to get rid of the football or take a sack and punt and play defense. But to the defense's credit, they forced a field goal. I think that was missed maybe, but I got a couple, you know, it was a sudden change opportunity.
Okay. So that was a horrible play by Drake May. He was 3 of 5, 12 yards. He had a couple of runs, one he scampered into the end zone on. Your thoughts on Drake May's night?
Disappointing. You know, I think we talked about turnovers a lot last year, and I would, like a lot of people, give him all the excuses in the book. You know, and sometimes it was warranted, right? You know, Hunter Henry, who will be joining us later, like Kayshawn Boutte, like handing the ball to the other team. Those go as interceptions, so that's tough. But there were also late in games trying to make a play, and you're like, oh, well, what do you want him to do? Or like, the O-line's really bad. What do you want him to do? But there were a lot of fumbles or a lot of picks a year ago, and one way for him to really take a jump forward and be in that top 15 quarterbacks in the league, like start there, it's got to clean up some of the turnovers. And the last three times they've really done more competitive reps, he's turned it over, you know. And the scrimmage inside the stadium last Friday for the season ticket holders, he threw two picks. Now, a couple of those, you know, it might have been a receiver's fault, whatever, it was still two picks. The joint practices against Washington, at the end, they said, all right, 25-yard line and in 45 seconds, try to score. Interception. He gets two series in the preseason game, and one of them ends in a turnover. So, like, all those turnovers are on him to some degree, and this one's kind of inexcusable, right? Because not all turnovers are created the same, right? Like, say it's 3rd and 15, and you thread it down the field, and it ends up like almost like a punt kind of thing, right? Yep. You throw a pick, but you were really going for a touchdown. This one, like, there was no good that was going to come from what he was doing there. And it's frustrating because you're like, all right, that felt like a rookie mistake type of fumble.
I think that's a great way to put it. It felt like a rookie mistake where there's been no growth from Drake May. You need to be aware. And Vrabel said it there. Like, eat the sack,
yeah.
Live to play another, throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, do something. You can't just be going to the ground and try to huck it away. The other piece to it, and I was very, very disappointed with the quarterback play. I like that Drake May ran. I mean, I'll take that. I thought the touchdown run was fine. I think the run before that was great. Like, that's the kind of run that I want to see.
I don't even know if Vrabel was happy with the running, though. Like, the way
he talked about it. Was not happy with Dobbs' running touchdown.
Well,
you see that?
That's true, too. Yeah.
Vrabel,
yeah.
They cut to Vrabel on the broadcast.
Yeah, I don't think Vrabel's very happy.
Dobbs is like darting around waiting, and he finally ran in, and they showed Vrabel motioning for like the extra point, like the one finger in the air, and he looked.
It was the middle finger.
He looked pissed. He looked so mad.
Yeah.
And no, I know what you're talking about after the game. Vrabel was like, well, we wanted to pick and choose the spots and protect himself.
Yeah.
I want him to run.
I was
encouraged by that.
Yeah.
There weren't any designed runs that we saw, but I did like that from Drake May. Overall, I was very, very disappointed in the quarterback play. It's hard not to be a little frustrated that your two rookie offensive linemen on the left side were involved in that play too. I mean, that was Will Campbell getting confused and or beat. Same thing with Jarrad Wilson. If you're reading Greg Bedard today at the Boston Sports Journal, he said Wilson had a miserable night in pass protection, not just one play. Overall, a miserable night.
Yeah, maybe we anointed him too soon.
Maybe. I just didn't want to see those guys involved in that kind of play, but I don't want to let Drake May off the hook. The bulk of that play is his poor decision. They put him under pressure. That doesn't mean you have to fumble there. You can throw it away. You can eat the sack, and that was a rookie year level mistake out of Drake May, which you were hoping would be out of his game by now.
Yeah, bad play by all three. I think a worse play by Drake May. You know, I think they're going to, you know, Campbell and Wilson, if they start and play every game, they're going to give up sacks. Like, they're not going to have a clean sheet for the full season. And maybe that's where they learn something. Like, all right, maybe that's like a welcome to the NFL type of moment. You're like, all right, if they run the same thing, we got to be ready for that. We got to be prepared for that. But Drake May, the guy who has had NFL games under his belt, you're hoping that he doesn't make that mistake. But I feel like Will Campbell's going to get that opportunity until he like really fails it. Like, I don't even know if they have a backup left tackle.
And I don't think he failed, but I think that was a bad play for Campbell.
No, that play was. I think overall he was actually pretty good because he's going to be a good run blocker. I don't think that's even up for debate.
Well, and this is what we haven't been able to see at all. I mean, the Patriots have done no tackling. They haven't been real physical. So we haven't been able to see the best of what Will Campbell brings to the table, and you saw it. Brian Baldinger had a great breakdown.
Baldy.
I didn't think the audio translated great, but to radio, but it's a great breakdown. Go seek out Baldy on Twitter. And it's just these nasty finishing through the whistle, taking guys to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I think the way he put it is, you know, it's not gonna be an easy day against the Patriots.
Well, and he got out there on that cornerback and you're like, all right, just get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, Will Campbell just like shoved him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of plays like that. And so to me, I thought that was promising out of Will Campbell. I didn't like that play. I didn't think the overall offensive line play was bad. But again, others disagree on that. I know Wiggy's ready to blow up the whole O-line. So you can weigh
in
on
that.
Can't
do that.
Again, it's 617-779-7937. The things I need to see out of Drake May, Keith. I need wins, which they got.
They got a W, all right.
And I need him to limit the turnovers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think those things go hand in hand. Very, very limited amount of opportunity to see him. I mean, a kickoff return on the opening drive, turnover on the second drive. He got him in the end zone after that. A limited look at Drake May, and you still had a boneheaded turnover in there. Like, that's not what I want to see. And to your point, the more we've seen him in competitive situations, he had the turnover in joint practices. He was great in the joint practice last week.
Yeah.
But he ended it on a down note with a bad decision, a tip ball interception going into the end zone. He had the bad scrimmage, and now he has this. And you just have to wonder if that's something that they're going to need to get out of his game and they haven't been able to do yet.
Yeah, because prior to that, he was maybe their best offensive player throughout camp, right? He was pretty consistent in the stuff that they were having him do, like the ball was hitting the ground. You know, they kind of jinxed it because they kept saying, oh, another day, no interceptions, another day, no interceptions. And now it's been, you know, a bunch of days, at least with turnovers, no picks in this game, but he only threw it five times. But yeah, I mean, I think overall it's been kind of thumbs up for Drake May still, but that's going to be one of the key concerns. We knew it was, you know, over the course of the regular season too. And so I don't know. I mean, I assume he plays a little bit more in the next game against Minnesota. They have another joint practice, so there's going to be some more like competitive reps for Drake May this week. And yeah, I think that's always going to be something to keep an eye on with him.
So you guys can discuss. Are we being too harsh on Drake May for one play, harping on it? 617-779-7937. Who stood out? What did you like about it? What did you not like about the Patriots preseason opener? It is a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keith. I thought Josh Dobbs was atrocious.
You like Josh Dobbs out there?
I did not like Josh Dobbs.
He got better the last couple days that we were down at camp. But prior to that, it looked like he had never played football in his life. Like
you're right. He had a good joint practice.
He ended up doing pretty well.
He did.
So like I'll give him credit. Like by the end of it, he had a nice touchdown pass to Mac Hollins against the Commanders, and you're like, all right, there's something there. Like he can be a backup. They showed his stats during the game, and I was like, I thought he played more. I thought he was like a little bit more of a veteran quarterback.
Oh, like in his career or just on Friday night?
No. In his career. I'm saying on Friday night they flashed up like Josh Dobbs' career stats, and I was like, I don't know. I thought he played more.
He's 5 for 12 for 45 yards. And that's the backup quarterback, but that is relevant.
Do you know what his record is as a starting quarterback?
How many total starts?
Well, so that's sort of my point. Okay. Do you know how many total starts he's made?
12.
Yeah, 15 total starts. 12 of them were in 2023. So maybe, I don't know why I thought it was more than that. Like, not like Jacoby Brissett level, but for some reason
That was the year where he split with the Cardinals and then got traded to the Vikings
year. Yeah, Pasternak was making a big deal of it. He went 1-7 with the Cardinals and 2-2 with the Vikings. Everyone's nice. Like, the guy's incredible. Yeah, the guy's incredible. But anyway, so he's 3-12 as a starter.
I think he's relevant, and I didn't even know that number, but great. He's 3-12.
Yeah.
He was horrible on Friday night.
Because he stinks.
I think he's relevant because you decided to make a decision, or someone anyway, decided to make a decision at backup quarterback. Let me just scratch this itch.
Yeah. Although I don't know if this guy really helped your cause.
Vrabel was asked this morning about the Patriots and their decision to move on from Joe Milton. We'll get to him in a moment.
Yep.
Here's what Vrabel had to say. He had to correct himself. Just listen for the correction.
Mike, we've had a lot of talk here about the decision to move on from Joe Milton and how that was part and parcel with giving Drake May the runway to be a leader and take ownership of the quarterback room. Can you walk us through your decision-making there and why the organization thought it was best to bring Dobbs in and move on from Joe Milton?
Just another coach's decision. You know, felt like this is what was best for our team, trying to do what's best for the team.
Quarterback decision.
I mean, my decision. Because it was my decision. It had nothing to do with the quarterback.
I mean, perhaps that was just an unfortunate slip by Vrabel.
Or not.
Just another coach's decision.
I don't mean quarterback. I mean coach.
No. Dump that.
Drake May didn't tell me to do it.
Nope.
And so,
just
look,
a quarterback decision, coach's decision.
I didn't watch Joe Milton. I saw
DNP,
the highlight.
Quarterback decision.
I saw the Joe Milton highlight of the pick that he threw, which was one of the worst interceptions you're going to see.
Joe Milton giveth and he taketh away.
Okay, so I didn't watch him. I don't know. I'll take everybody's word for it on Twitter.
Some dudes.
I got a bunch of tweets that Joe Milton was horrible. Fine. Joe Milton was horrible. How was Drake May?
Not great.
How was
Not
Josh
great.
Dobbs?
Not great.
And so I don't know. Maybe they all suck. But let's just evaluate them all the same. If you're going to get in my timeline and chirp about how bad Joe Milton was, and maybe he was. I saw the pick. It was brutal.
I think Woolridge had 10 fewer yards on 9 fewer completions.
I'll say Milton went 17 of 29 for 143, a touchdown, a pick. He also ran 5 times for 22 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Again, that doesn't sound bad, but I didn't watch it. I know the pick was brutal.
Yeah, it's not great.
But let's just grade everybody on the same curve.
Stenson Bennett IV.
Let's just grade everybody on the same curve, okay? And would you rather have Joe Milton or Josh Dobbs? Based on those numbers, I'd still rather have Joe Milton.
Well, I think when they brought in Dobbs, and then they even bring in Woolridge to a lesser degree, like, those guys aren't very good. So it had way more to me. People turned it into whether they thought Milton was going to be like an all-pro or whether they thought he's going to be out of the league. And to me, the discussion was more about who wanted him out and why, right? Like not even what kind of player he is. Like,
wait, Mike, whose decision was it again? I'm trying to remember. Mike Vrabel, who made the call there on Joe Milton? It was
just another coach's decision.
I'm sorry, it was my decision. I totally made that decision. I wasn't bullied into
it. I think it had more to do with the locker room and how they feel about Drake May. So even if it was a Vrabel McDaniels decision, what they thought guys were gonna pick Milton's side, or do they think May couldn't be a leader with Milton there? Or maybe Milton's just like a pain in the ass. I don't know. We weren't in the locker room. We didn't hear about him being a pain in the ass until he was gone, which causes like a little bit of a red flag.
If this were a Red Sox story, we would all say that slander on the way out the door.
Right,
exactly. But apparently he was a huge problem all year, even though we never heard anything
about
it.
We all learned about how weird Dougie Hamilton was the second he left. Remember, who was the other guy? There was a receiver for the Patriots, too.
Yeah, Brandon Lloyd.
Oh, Brandon Lloyd. So weird. Dude, so weird.
It's such a weird guy.
I should mention that while he was here one time. anyway.
Maybe have two quarterbacks.
Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, you not could've. On this team. Not on this roster.
Josh Dobbs ain't one of them. Maybe, as Dice said on Twitter, it's the Woolly Mammoth.
Maybe the Woolly Mammoth.
But it's not Josh Dobbs.
It's probably not the Woolly Mammoth either.
617-779-7937. Fun night on Friday. Good product on Friday. Quarterbacks left a little to be desired. So we're starting there here on Jones and Keefe. You can weigh in with your thoughts on Drake May, preseason debut. What do the Patriots need out of him this year? And did you see enough on Friday night? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox dropped the rubber match in their series with the Padres 6-2 yesterday in San Diego. Brian Bello earned the loss after giving up 5 earned runs on 6 hits and 5 2/3 innings. Sox are now a game behind the Seattle Mariners for the top wildcard seed and 4 games in back of the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Tonight, the Red Sox will be in Houston to begin a 3-game series with the Astros. First pitch is at 8:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Lenny Donato right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Garrett Crochet will start the series opener for the Sox against the Astros' Christian Javier. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 7:10. Yesterday was the final public practice for the New England Patriots preseason. Head coach Mike Vrabel told the media that Christian Gonzalez, Carlton Davis, and Jalen Polk will not be practicing this week, but Gonzalez and Davis will be making the trip to Minnesota. The Pats will have joint practices with the Vikings on Wednesday and Thursday, followed by a preseason matchup on Saturday afternoon. In preseason football action yesterday, the Miami Dolphins and the Chicago Bears played to a 24-24 tie, and the Los Angeles Chargers got the 27-13 win over the New Orleans Saints. And after three playoff holes against J.J. Spahn, Justin Rose is your winner at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Rose finished the tournament 16-under. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.